Welcome to Primary Attribute, or a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I typically play as Vons and Vons, both Nacho and Cool Ranch variety. We all use the he, him pronouns. And right now, we have no idea what's going on.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is always into the holiday spirit.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. She uses she, her pronouns. I use her she, they pronouns. We are not welded with Weldroa right now. So, because we're getting ready to have some holiday spirits.
Oh, like, is that like cinnamon whiskey and rumplemints and like...
I mean, it's whatever holiday spirits you want it to be, baby.
Candied cane vodka?
Again, whatever spirits you want it to be, baby.
If you want to get in the holiday spirit with us... You should A, apparently get smashed on novelty liquor, and B, review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, it makes us feel good. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. And it's the holiday. What else are you going to do?
Yeah, take it easy on the novelty liquor, maybe. It gives you a headache real quick. Stick off the bottom shelf. Not the bottom shelf, just, you know, a little above that.
Or don't. Like, we're not your mom.
Yeah, it's not my headache.
Yeah.
Not quite speaking of headaches, but Bonds.
Bah!
You wake up. It is.
You're in a box.
You are not in a box. You're in your bedroom. It is the solstice, and you feel stiff. Just. Your arms and legs, your knees, whatever, they're just like, no, why bend?
Uh huh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. How stiff? Do they eventually bend?
Roll a wisdom check.
These arms and legs? What?
Roll a wisdom check.
Wisdom check.
Your favorite thing. The thing you're super good at.
Which Vons are we talking to?
I think original recipe, probably. Yeah. Because that's usually who's in holiday episodes.
All right. Well, he's Mike Groggy. We'll call this a 13.
All right. You feel stiff. You're like, I'm fine. You roll out of bed. You fall face down on the floor. You do manage to get yourself to bend, and you stand up and you see yourself in the mirror. Bonds, you are not as you were when you went to sleep last night.
Uh-oh.
You are made of gingerbread.
Oh,
yeah.
And as your vision clears and your little probably gumdrop eyes, frosting eyes, I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
Raisins.
The world appears to be made of candy and sweets.
Oh, no, I'm delicious.
Oh, the whole world.
It's fucking whimsical up in here.
It's whimsical as fuck. Cool.
You may or may not be being animated with clay and painstaking photographic techniques.
So, like, every move I make costs some animator hours? That's awesome.
Oh, no.
Bond just starts doing cartwheels. Piss someone off.
Just jumping in midair and seeing how they manage to do it.
But all right, you're able to move. You're just a little bendy where you need to be. What do? A gingerbread cookie, you?
It's like I'm already in the kitchen. It's my bedroom? I don't want to eat my bedroom. Whose bedroom do I want to eat? There's got to be... Oh, there's got to be something interesting to chew. So I'm going to go to the place where I found that secret door that one time.
What?
Secret door?
The one that went to that office with the many agents in it.
Oh.
Where Purity Pearl was once stationed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a pull.
I want to go there. And I want to see if I can chew my way back in there.
You go along.
Wow.
To the canonical route that we all remember off the top of our heads.
Yeah. And that's definitely someone could look up maybe if they're if they were capable of looking at the notes document while we record.
There's a sparkly sound where all that happens behind the scenes. And Vons.
It was in a closet.
You have found your way to the secret entrance. There is a wall there.
Uh-huh. Is it delicious?
Well, I'm assuming you're trying to eat it. Sure, it's delicious. You were worried it was going to be like whatever the purely decorative frosting is, but instead, it's actually good.
Fondant?
Sure.
I think what they mean is royal icing.
No, all yeah, three of the... royal icing is edible and fondant is edible. Fondant yes, is... Fondant tastes like a lot like marshmallow and tends to be...
And almond. And it's a little gross.
It's a royal icing. It's a royal icing just gets hard.
I was very thinking of royal icing.
Yeah, tooth chippy hard.
Oh, I love royal icing.
Yes.
Anyway. All right. So it's not royal icing. You're able to eat your way through in a shocking display of cookie on baked good violence. Where the food goes is a question for God or something. You make it through to the other side.
Neat. And?
You've never seen this many gingerbread people panic before, but you've never really seen this many gingerbread people, period.
All right. I'm not here to eat all of you.
Well, they weren't panicking at you. They appear to be panicking at the situation.
All?
Also, yeah.
Which one are you not
in? Could you clarify where the emphasis in that sentence was?
No. I'm going to look for purity.
Alexi Ironfur is going down this episode. Vons is going to fucking eat him.
Oh, yeah. I want to find the villains and just devour them. That would be great.
We haven't gotten into that kink on this show yet. Great job.
We're expanding our horizons. Happy solstice.
I mean, yeah, to all of my vor pervs out there. Here you go. I said my vor pervs as if there's like some kind of following.
Hey, shout out to all my vor pervs. Om nom nom, bitches.
Finally, we found our niche. That and notary fraud, according to bullshit statistics we were sent once. Anyway. All right.
Mm.
Sure.
So on this, your top notary fraud and vor podcast, Vons, you find Purity Pearl. Mm.
Yeah?
She is also.
Hey, how's it going? I'm gingerbread now.
We all are, which is actually vaguely terrifying. But I'm glad you're taking it well. That's great. I gotta ask. You're involved in a lot of things. Did you do something?
Oh, this? No.
I figured not, but I thought I might get to skip to the end of this little mystery, so I had to ask.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, it happened to you, so it's not just something in the office. It's probably not a prank. Also, be at the wall. That'd be difficult even with good illusion.
It's probably magic.
Yes, thank you.
What?
I don't imagine somebody cooked all this.
That's a real hot take there, Vons.
Oh, unless I am a sentient cookie in somebody else's cookie dream.
We can't prove that in any meaningful way, so.
Let's proceed as if we're not just someone else's cookie dream, shall we?
Oh, we haven't done our Inception episode yet, so just ruling that out, I guess.
Can't afford that loud of a horn.
That would make a good Halloween.
Anyway. All right, so Vons, while we wait for the kick, I guess. should we go get your friends? Or did you just want to like eat things?
Oh, gosh. My God, you really are tempting me.
I'm not giving you a choice. I'm deputizing you. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Jesse.
Yes, hello.
You awaken to a knock on your door.
You're lucky that shit's stale enough to knock.
I get out of bed? How does that go?
After great effort, you make your way out of bed, and then you kind of have to rock back and forth and toddle forward or whatever people are doing to walk here. But you make it. Oh, by the way, you're made of gingerbread.
Do I notice that my family is also made of gingerbread?
Yes. So you found a family activity you can all agree on.
I don't know.
And that's
know
a solstice
what,
miracle.
I don't know what family activity that would be.
Being made of gingerbread. Everyone's favorite holiday fun time.
Did we agree? I don't feel like I would have signed on for this. Anyway, I answer my door somehow with my cookie hand.
You know, you put your hand on it and it kind of goes down with your hand. And listen, Ramkin Bass is paying through the nose for this episode. Hi, Jesse. I needed the responsible adult of your group. Also, I brought Vons.
Oh, hi. Hey. Is that a thing?
Vons? Yes, Vons is a thing. What is it with people not knowing who Vons is?
Is that a thing that we have a responsible adult?
I mean, on a relative scale?
Jesse kind of, like, thinks about the things that have happened to her since meeting these people and reluctantly goes, yeah, that's, yeah, okay, yeah.
Little floating marshmallow cloud with the thoughts playing.
Yeah.
Vaughn's just nods silently next to you, commiserating. Yes, all of these people, so immature. It's very difficult.
Yeah, so like it's my family's all gingerbread also. Should we like get in like a humid Tupperware or something? Like,
I mean, everyone's been okay so far. So,
I mean, it's like pretty stiff walking though. Like, what if we like warmed up with some, I don't know, like some steam, I don't know, just so that like because it's real hard to like move, you know? And like, what if we not like mushy, but you know, just like soft.
A short inexplicable sauna scene later.
Oh, that's way better. Okay, great. We also grabbed Wealthy.
Yes.
I'm gonna say that Grix is visiting his family. What family?
The kobold.
None of your business.
Whoever walks down the hallway at any given point.
Yeah.
It's a big family. Kobolds have tons of babies.
Oh, hey, yeah. I'm Gingerbread.
Yeah.
Do we all look the same, or do we look like ourselves just gingerbread?
Of course not. I got a tail.
What do you look like as a gingerbread cookie, Wealthy?
Okay, well, assuming I look like a gingerbread person, I would have a skirt. There would be frosting on my feet in the hairy, you know, with the little frosting that resembles hair. And then a braid of hair down my chest, around my head and down my chest, like swung over my shoulder.
Okay. Jesse, what do you look like as a gingerbread person?
My gingerbread is like a little bit, has like a little bit of like a yellowish, more of like a yellowish tinge to it. I think they use some, turmeric in it also for some reason. And yeah, I don't know, I look, you can see my scar, on one side of my mouth. You can see my like sort of blondish hair. Yeah, just like standard shirt and breeches. Very, very like standard adventurer look.
Yeah. And Vaughn, what do you look like as a gingerbread critter?
Well, he's already kind of ginger colored. It's there's just like white frosting where the tufts of white would be. And a little bit on the neck, chest, and tip of the tail, and it is otherwise like a, you know, ginger person, just, you know, tail and pointy nose and
pointy ears,
icing jacket, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you gingerbread folk. Okay, so now that we're all steamed up and can move easier, Wealthy, you know magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have any idea. This is some kind of changeling magic that I have never messed with anything like this before.
Okay, well, the entire Arx is made of gingerbread and frosting and candy. It's also snowing outside.
Oh, that's probably not good.
No sign of the corruption, though. It's very confusing.
Well, you know, we could probably get used to being candy people.
I wonder if your girlfriend's gonna be back.
My what?
Your girlfriend.
I don't have any girlfriend. You don't know about any girlfriend. I don't have a girlfriend.
Well. There was that snow
That was
that snow lady last year.
There was. And like I said, I'm really hoping that Ian isn't going to get me unexpectedly emotional at the end of the episode.
Yeah, that's fair. No, Ian's going to get me unexpectedly emotional at the end of the episode this year. It's fine. You have a reprieve.
The greatest trick is I'm going to get myself unexpectedly emotional at the end of the episode. Oh, no feelings. All right, well, we could go outside and check. I think it's covering the whole arcs, but I feel better going out there with you three than by myself.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We go with you.
Can we bring S.H.I.E.L.D.? Because I want to know what S.H.I.E.L.D. is like as a gingerbread dragon.
Sure. You go and get S.H.I.E.L.D.
Hey, S.H.I.E.L.D., you want to come outside with us and maybe figure out what's going on?
Sure.
Great.
Is S.H.I.E.L.D. front on or side on?
S.H.I.E.L.D. is currently human shaped.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
It's more convenient for getting around inside. And not getting press ganged into the Ark's military.
Yeah.
But all right, you all go to head outside with an investigator and a dragon, just normal pals that you hang around with. And you're outside. It is, in fact, snowing. Wealthy, make an intelligence check.
That would be a 12 plus 10 is 22 plus 2 is 24.
All right, Wealthy, you have seen many things in your life. And you know that this is not snow, which is good because it's not ice. Better news, it's not asbestos.
Good. I don't think any of us know what asbestos is, but okay.
And you don't have to find out.
That's okay. We don't have lungs.
Anyway, it is snowing powdered sugar.
Yeah, I figured that when it wasn't ice.
Also, everything is twee as fuck.
Adorable. Everything is adorable.
This shit is twee as fuck.
Oh, did Wes Anderson get loose again? Jesse.
Yes.
Make a wisdom check as you gaze upon this beautiful landscape.
That is 24 on a prime.
You're looking out into this powdered sugar snow when you see something odd. You spend more time outside than the average person.
Huh?
And so you honestly probably have better distance vision than a lot of people. And it takes some squinting, little frosting eyes get rounder and narrower and whatnot. But you realize that this snow, at first glance, seems like it's going on, kind of forever into the distance, but actually seems to stop, you would guess, about 1,000 feet away from the edge of the arcs.
How far is, the range of my bow?
I don't think it's 1,000 feet, given that you're not aiming for anything in particular. You can probably shoot most of that distance. Alternately, you have a dragon.
Oh, yeah. S.H.I.E.L.D., would you go see what's going on past the edge?
Of course. S.H.I.E.L.D. shifts into dragon form.
Is it like a cookie?
It's made of cookie. Think of more of a gingerbread house level construction, but in a 3D dragon. There's a very complex puppet going on under here, is your best guess.
Love it. You look really rad.
Thank you. I'm not used to being made of cookies and frosting and candy and sweets, but...
Oh, yeah. Same Zoma Gamezo. Oh, are all of their scales, made out of, the same kind of, little M&Ms or something?
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
I will try to see what's at the edge.
Thank you.
S.H.I.E.L.D. takes off and flies out. You see them kind of hover there temporarily. Appears to be some exploratory clawing. And then they fly back and land.
They didn't just bird bonk into the edge, did they? Did they?
No. They appear to have slowed themselves down.
Okay, good.
You don't get to be as old as they are without not just plowing directly at things.
That's good.
Okay, so the snow does appear to end. However, there is a barrier there. And it appears to be magical.
Oh, okay.
But from glancing around as I flew back, it does seem that there is essentially a bubble of candied whimsy around the arcs.
A bubble of candied whimsy. Is that a specific spell? Or you never heard it. You're real old. You ever hear about anything like this before?
No. This seems like it would be an illusion thing, but the bubble makes me think there's either someone standing directly at the center of the arcs and is extremely powerful, or perhaps there is some sort of enchantment or machine involved, but I am not a university-trained wizard.
Oh, you're dumping this on me, huh?
What?
They said wizard...
University-trained wizard.
Wizard. Who's the university-trained wizard around here? I'm sorry, I've never heard of any kind of spell that turns everything into candy.
Wealthy, make an intelligence check.
8 plus 10, 18, 22. 20.
You rack your brain through your university education. You have, in fact, never heard of a spell that does this.
Have I heard of any spells that do something similar?
A lot of illusion magic, hallucinatory terrain, major image, kind of the big ones, but this is too much range, even for someone who's really good. And this feels to you like some sort of reality warping thing, which granted, illusion is in many ways just reality getting warped by sheer force of will, but you think maybe this would have to be, whatever is doing this would have to be amplified in some way.
I let my teammates know this, and that we should probably be looking for some kind of malevolent sugar monster, I guess.
Okay, well, I'll turn to purity. Anything pinging on stuff you've been investigating, or, you know, big things needing?
Well, let's see. Well, in our X-Files, as it were, we have reports of a giant sentient mass of cookie dough. But, well, you were there for that, so...
I thought I heard about that. I feel like they vanquished that. Was that me? I think I was there for that,
too. I think you
too.
Were there, too.
Yeah.
A giant mass of cookie dough.
It was in the caves above the winter fair.
After you saved the hot accountant.
I don't
remember anything.
I don't remember that.
I just remember you giving this poor guy shit because he was hiding up on a roof. Anyway, that was like, I don't know, a special or two ago. My nose, ow. Okay. Wow, I'm bleeding red frosting. That's terrifying.
Oh, that's really upsetting. I'm really sorry.
Hyperglycemia?
And then if there's a barrier, do you guys know of any, like, I don't know, could it be a shield?
Like a shield shielding us from something, or a shield shielding something from us?
Yes.
I would assume that whatever it is, that the bubble shield around us is doing one or the other or both.
Yeah, I mean, if it's barrier that's impenetrable from both sides, that has a lot of benefits, but...
You know who would be really cute as a cookie that we should totally talk to?
Who?
Gex, Gex, Gex.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Gex.
Hey.
How's the cookie?
I mean, to be frank, I taste delicious, but...
auto-cannibalism is totally a viable way to go in this, I gotta say. Yeah.
Well, I mostly just went for a casual eyeball lick. Yeah, no, it's weirding me out too, so I stopped doing it.
Sure.
Maybe don't do that too often. You're gonna wear them away.
Yeah, that's a good point.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Gex? Yeah, I get it. Okay. All right. Why am I here? Oh, nice snow.
I don't know. It feels like sometimes we just need to talk to you about what's going on. So, like, it's a big barrier. Shields? And, or something? I don't know. I just thought you'd be real cute as a cookie, and I wanted to see you.
I am adorable.
You are adorable.
I imagine Gex has royal icing all over him. Is a royal icing, is decorated via royal icing, so that he's got the stripes, and, you know, he's all green, but he's got greener stripes.
Actually yellow, but I'll forgive you.
Okay, well, you know.
My long campaign against Dag Echoes continues. All right, well, I mean, we've been at this rodeo before a little bit. It's a holiday. Shit gets weird on holidays.
Yeah, I'm not sure, like, where we should go to, like, look for whatever the fuck is going on.
Well... You could try looking around and see if there's something obviously out of place, or
okay.
You could
no,
see.
That's a good idea. We should do that. Let's all look.
Okay.
Let's all look around.
Y'all use your ding-dang eyeballs. Make wisdom or intelligence checks your choice.
Jesse chooses wisdom for obvious reasons and gets a 27 on a prime.
That's 29 on intelligence on a prime.
21 int. Yeah.
Just had this urge to pat you on the head and be like, that's okay, buddy. Even though 21 is a perfectly solid roll, and now I feel like an asshole.
I mean, it's my average.
Yeah.
Mean.
All right. Well, look around. Vons, it is admittedly weird that everything is made of candy and stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, having a spherical barrier around the arcs is out of place. The thing that you notice that makes it weirder is that the snow keeps coming from above you. It's not on some great orbital cycle. So there's just apparently infinite powdered sugar snow above you. And that's wonky.
Well, at least it's not coconut.
Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You notice just a little bit that there appears to be a spot somewhere near the peak where you think you can see a little flurry of this powdered sugar snow kind of poofing up and out. So maybe it's a source, or maybe there's just a bunch of powdered sugar filled gas.
Is it a poof, poof, poof? Or is it a poof?
It's more steady than that.
Okay. I pointed out, hey, look at that up there.
Huh.
Maybe we ought to go check that out since we don't seem to be finding anything else.
Jesse.
Well, I haven't found out anything yet.
Right. Jesse, you're walking around a little bit, just getting an eye on things. And then you see something emerge from around the side of the mountain.
Okay.
And it pulls up next to a bench and a tall clock that intones, which is impressive for something that you're pretty sure is made out of candy canes, and tones the hour. And you see a wheeled vehicle upon a track with a little smokestack and some sort of locomotive engine and several whimsical cars.
Oh.
You're 100% sure that wasn't there before.
Okay. I'll point to that and be like, I feel like that wasn't here before and probably is related to this.
Now, yeah, that's the right amount of weird.
Yeah.
I'll approach the thing. I assume from your description that if it were in my world, I would identify that as a train.
Correct.
Okay, great. I will approach the box on the wheels on the track cautiously. Is it puffing out smoke?
Yes, it appears to be cotton candy.
Sure. Yes, we approach the train and check it out.
All right. A gingerbread figure leans out of the cab.
Do I recognize this figure?
I'm not sure why I'm doing this either. I woke up here.
Is it Jaspar?
It's Jaspar.
Oh, hey, man. Well, I guess we'll find out together. Where'd you come from just now?
Other side of the mountain, but this thing winds all over. Again, I woke up here and, well, I'm glad it stopped because it means I finally figured out where the break is.
The break? Like as in, like, to stop the thing, or?
Yeah.
Oh.
It seemed like it was designed to just kind of keep going around on a loop forever.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, should we get on and follow it? Let's get on and follow it.
Let's do that.
Also, Shield, why didn't you tell us Jaspar was missing?
I assumed that he had not awoken yet.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. He seems like the kind of guy who sleeps in a lot.
Or had stayed out late. As you know, we're all adults here, and so I trust Jaspar to make his own decisions.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fair. I don't know, I just, like, maybe you noticed, maybe you didn't.
So you all pile in to the train. Slightly abstracted train, one might say a model of a train.
And is the train made out of gingerbread, or is the train made out of something that, like, a model train would be made out of? Like, you know, plastic and metal or something?
It's made mostly out of shortbread.
Okay. No, I dig it. Yeah, that's a good building material for this.
Yeah, they still managed to do a little, like, curling swoop thing, because all the passenger cars, of course, look like sleighs, because why the fuck not? And you head on down the railroad and up the mountain.
Cool.
You see vistas of more trees, or more candy. The trees are made of candy canes. There are boulders made of, you know, peppermint pillow things.
Jesse's really into when the train goes woo woo and like a little puff of more powdered sugar comes out. She's like, man, I wish I could bring the kids to this, because that would be really cool.
Well, it may be that you can do that, you know, once we figured out what's going on.
I mean, usually we have to, like, cut it off at the source and can't ever do that again. So, fingers crossed, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
It always seems like there's somebody controlling the strings, so.
Mm. Yeah.
Wonder why that is.
You know, maybe you say something out loud and that person, whoever they are, they're listening.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Or maybe they're omniscient but uncaring.
This is also possible.
I mean, it's weird that you would say that.
I also just thought I could trick all of you into having a conversation about the nature of divinity.
Oh, no. I'm not willing to do that on this podcast. No. I don't care that my nose is bleeding really, 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 really hard right now.
Nah, that was a good call. Much as I want to hear what Vons thinks about this stuff, that was a good call. All right. Well, whimsy, 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 whimsy. You arrive at the top of the mountain.
Rad.
The mountain itself at this point appears to have been molded out of some sort of chocolate.
Oh.
There's so much icing caked to my feet. I should have worn my bigger gumdrops.
Was this created by Amaury Gouchon?
Oh, yeah. God, can you imagine chocolate what that guy? Would look like? Oh, my God.
I bet Chocolate Guy made this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and my nose is bleeding. Oh, God.
Weird.
Ooh.
Worth it.
Jasper manages to bring it to a stop with only a slight screech and crunch of shortbread.
Okay.
A couple of crumbs.
That's fine. There's no cattle here anyway.
And you all pile off onto a conveniently placed ledge that's part of a path and can see where the powdered sugar is poofing up from. It's not quite the peak of the mountain, but it's close.
I'll go up there.
All right.
I'll follow.
Sure.
Jesse, roll a strength check to climb this mountain and brave the trail for others so they don't have to roll.
I got a dirty 20 on a prime.
You managed to work this whole situation just right. Climb up. Others can follow your lead. And your ragtag band of misfits makes it up to a spot that is hidden below the peak, at least from where you guys were looking at. And there is basically a geyser of powdered sugar shooting out of the mountain here.
I'll bet that's what I saw.
Can we see, like, any reason? Any sort of, like, mechanism that we can see? Or, like, a hatch to go into the mountain here or anything?
You think you see, disguised in the flurries, there is an old ladder that appears to be going down this geyser. You cannot see the bottom from here, but it looks okay. Like you could use that to go down.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, how old does it sound? How old are we talking?
Well, you give it a good look. Appears to be made of very precisely baked fruitcake.
Oh, okay. I feel confident that going down it would be pretty okay, probably.
Rock solid. It was not properly cared for.
Yeah, I think Jesse will go down first.
Okay. And you all line up and start heading down the ladder.
Yeah, it sounds reasonable.
There is a constant upward breeze, but it's not too bad as you head deeper and deeper and deeper into the mountain. And then you see the true enemy of many a semi-two-dimensional creature.
Okay.
There is a giant fan.
Oh, nuts!
Oh, no.
The ladder does not lead directly into the fan. The people who built this place were not monsters. But it does mean you can't proceed quite so directly from here.
Was there any way for us to, like, get off the ladder before this, or?
Yes. As you arrive there, there is a tunnel off to the side that you can kind of swing out and into.
Okay.
And you can see a glow from below that you think may be the source of your troubles.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll get off at that point. Is the fan made out of candy?
Yes.
Can we tell what kind
of candy?
It almost looks like it's like really finely chipped, like, you know, rock candy, sugar kind of stuff.
Okay. I don't think any of this is gonna be canonical, so I'm gonna throw my wolf spear down. Like, I'm gonna have everybody get off the ladder.
Yeah.
Go like a little bit further back, and then I'm gonna like throw my wolf spear down into the fan and see if I can break it.
All right, Jesse, roll an attack roll.
And that is throwable to 10 feet, but I am throwing it down, so I assume that that's, like, not as big of a problem.
Yeah, I'm not tracking your range increments for this one, given you can stand on the edge and throw it downwards.
I rolled a 13 plus 10 is 23.
You hit the target the side of a barn, the size of a barn.
Yes. Should I do damage?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You throw your little spear down in. It jams between one of the blades on the side. With a spray of candy shards, the fan grinds to a halt. Your wolf spear is stuck in there, but still intact.
Yes. Wonderful.
But you all can now go down between the blades.
Great.
We'll Bravo, Jesse.
Yay.
All right. You enter into a very large chamber, a very giant rock candy crystal core. However, you have a problem. The ladder does end up here. And it's probably a drop of, I don't know, 100 feet to the floor.
Vons. Oh, Jesse has rope.
Whimsy,
but you can say whatever you were going to say.
Vons, make an int check.
Int check. 23.
You realize that the floor of this space, while elaborately molded, appears to be made out of some sort of gelatin. It would probably absorb a fall pretty well.
Is it getting that, like, thick skin on it? Like, can you walk on it without slipping?
Only one way to find out.
Probably best on all fours.
It looks pretty well set, but... And you can't weigh that much. You're a cookie.
Oh, but if it's wet and I'm a cookie...
Or you can use the rope. It also smells delicious.
What's under the gelatin? Can I see?
It looks like it goes pretty deep. There's probably more mountain down there. But... You could dive in and see if there's something cool down there.
Yeah, and diving would definitely just bury us in the gelatin.
That's what I'm thinking. We need to use the rope.
Yeah, I do think
gelatinous
the rope.
Gelatinous fruit dessert.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if we landed flat.
Yeah, let's use the rope.
All right. Fine. Jesse.
I have exactly 100 feet of rope.
Your 100-foot-long Twizzler serves you well.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like that very thin, like, red licorice.
Your 100-foot-long thin red licorice serves you well.
Okay.
The shoelace licorice, yeah.
Yeah, the shoelace licorice.
Yeah, that is a better fit. And you all slide on down it and reach the floor. The floor jiggles.
Does it make it difficult to walk?
It's not too bad. You probably wouldn't want to be sprinting across this.
I mean, we also all took a sauna before we left, so we're very, like, mobile.
Pliable?
Okay.
Yes.
But all right, so you're in big room, giant crystal core thing. There are several levels here, but you guys just drop down to the bottom. There are some walkways. There is a control room. There appears to be some sort of carve-out in the floor. And also, around the base of this giant crystal thing. And... Going around the crystal and then shooting up out of the shaft appears to be a shimmering magical field, which contains, among other things, a whole bunch of powdered sugar that's shooting up into the sky.
Well, that explains that.
Like, from the crystal?
From emitters around the base of the crystal.
Okay.
Does the crystal look like sugar? Like rock candy?
Yeah, looks like a giant piece of rock candy. It is glowing.
Jesse's like, man, I wish we'd gotten Cog.
No, you had to bring Shield, so.
No, I had to bring Shield.
Because you wanted to see Shield
I wanted to see what Shield looked like as a dragon. Oh, well.
I mean, can you summon Cog?
We've never had before.
Cog. Nope.
Oh, well.
Doesn't seem to work.
I mean, you don't know how to get to Cog, do you? Like, you couldn't, like, I don't know, go find Cog and then come back? We could owe you an acting or something.
Oh, man. I'm going to make you do one that confuses so many people, even though it's not that complicated. But we'll get into it later. All right.
I can't wait to know what this is going to be.
We talked about it earlier. Ian has opinions about a certain film.
Oh, okay.
Just don't get why it confused so many people. Anyway, me ranting about mystery film aside. And horizontal wipe. Gex comes back with Cog.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Cog. So,
Oh, hey, it's this thing.
What does that mean?
Giant crystal core cut out in the floor, emitting some sort of field around it, multiple levels.
Oh, is this like that place we found underground that one time?
But yeah, like, I think so.
In reverse? Okay, great. Probably you remember how to deal with that, yeah?
Yeah, kind of, but I'm not sure why it's making us all made of candy.
Maybe if we turn it off, it'll stop make us being made out of candy.
Yeah, well, we should probably figure out how it's working first, so we can turn it off.
Sure.
Okay.
Jesse stands back.
What do you suggest?
All right. In this space of dubious canonicity, we've all been here before, sort of.
Oh, okay.
So everyone spread out, look for some machinery that looks weird. I mean, weirder than most of this place looks.
Okay.
Something out of place.
Okay.
Vons just points to the nearest piece of machinery and asks everyone, is this weird?
I assume a wisdom check or intelligence check?
Yes, wisdom or intelligence, player's choice.
Jessie got a 30. She almost rolled a nat 20.
Vons got a 15.
Oh, man, I got a 31.
Is it weird? This thing right here?
Does everyone find something weird?
He's just like tapping on it, whatever this metal chunk is.
There's a lot of debate among everyone there about what constitutes weird in a world where everything is made of candy and sugary treats.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it a little hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Vons, all this machinery is weird.
Hooray!
But you do pick up on something. There is a light odor of something with a faintly alcoholic tang. You would guess it's either A, vanilla extract, or B. Like, there's a kind of alchemical bit to whatever's going on here, but you can't figure out where it's coming from.
Hmm.
You check the fridge upstairs, it's not there.
That stink is familiar?
It just reminds you of alchemy stuff. Like, it reminds you of, like, one of your bases or a purifying agent. It doesn't remind you of, like, any particular concoction.
Well, then he's going to sniff around and see if he can zero in on its source.
All right, you start sniffing around. Jesse.
Yes.
You find, tucked away on the side, in that bottom area with the control panels around the base of the crystal, thoughtfully carved out of the jello to allow descent into the space, you find a small side panel that looks like it was built into the system, but added later. Like, it's a little more slapdash than everything else. And the conduits made of licorice and taffy are just kind of running over the floor. So,
okay.
It does seem off to you, but you're not quite sure what's going on with it. Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You find the same thing, seeing Jesse look at it, and you give it a closer look.
Okay. I'm inspecting it.
And you realize that there is a door on the back.
Oh, hey, a door.
And you open it up and poke your head.
Okay. My head is poked in.
You see something not made of candy.
Uh-oh. This is unusual, I say, with my head poked in the door. So I probably do a little bit of, if it's not metal, then I probably don't, never mind. I probably don't echo.
I don't know. Gingerbread has pretty good reverb properties. No. But anyway, so you go and you lean in and you're looking at it, and it is a very, very large, like, potion bottle, almost.
Okay.
That's, like, been hooked into a slot within the machine. And it appears to be, as you trace it out, feeding the essence of this into the core, more specifically into the emitters that are emitting the shield. So it's like they juice the shield a little bit, but with, you know what it looks like?
What does it look like?
It looks like something that might have been stolen from Vons's lab. There is a tiny, angry-looking piece of cookie dough bouncing around inside the vial.
I stick my head out and I yell, Vons!
What?
Get over here!
Vons.
Uh-huh?
You look inside.
Pretty sure I didn't make that. I seldom get to the stage of actually having cookies or even dough.
Vons.
Uh-huh?
As reality sputters around you, as canon intertwines and unwinds rapidly and disconcertingly, you remember that when you were dealing with the very large cookie, or cookie dough monster thing, you grabbed a tiny sample of what was left of it and stored it in your lab.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, you did.
So the most important thing here is that someone jacked your shit.
Well, just have to jack it back, I guess. Yoink.
Bonds, make a strength check.
Uh-oh. Okay, 21.
That's pretty good.
Because for some reason, he's gotten stronger as he leveled.
Again, it's all old man strength. Is that episode out? Yes, it is. Cool. Okay. Anyway. All right. So you tug and you pull and you plant your paws, your gingerbread paws on either side of this thing, and you yank as hard as you can and you pull it out and it pops and you tumble back and land with your back against one of the rails or one of the walls and go oof. The powdered sugar stops flowing. The shield energy field begins to fade and you all start returning back to normal.
Oh God. Oh, that must feel weird.
And then
what about the thingy in the,
yeah.
Is it a jar or a flask?
It's probably a large jar.
Yeah. Bopping around in there. Just shake it a bit.
Well, the thing is you pulled this out of the slot, so it no longer had a cap on it. Uh-huh. And it makes a break for it.
Oh,
are you related to my bread dough?
Does Jesse see that?
Yes.
Jesse's going to try to snatch the bread dough or snatch the cookie dough.
Make a dexterity check.
Oh, well, it's not as bad as I could have done. Barely. I got a 13 total.
All right. You go. You snatch for it. It bounces away. You stumble as your legs turn from gingerbread back to normal legs. It's all very disconcerting.
Yeah.
And this thing goes and starts tumbling and into the fading candy and jello and powdered sugar it goes. And it rolls around real fast and becomes a giant boulder of sugary treats.
Oh, no. I guess I'll draw Dad, is that you?
All right.
Well, that's how you get two cookie dough monsters.
Yeah, well, we could have had zero cookie dough monsters if you didn't take one, if you didn't take part of it with you.
But that was gonna happen.
Was it?
Yeah.
Am I correct in thinking you were going to attack this cookie monster?
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't like it when you call it the cookie monster.
Yeah, I wasn't thrilled about it either once I realized it.
But yes, I was planning to attack the monster that is made out of raw dough. The sentient raw dough monster.
Maybe we attack it with fire, at least? Huh?
I mean, it'll definitely help to have it in smaller pieces so that there's more surface area.
All right, roll initiative.
Oh yeah, how big a chunk is this?
I got an 8.
I got a 1.
I also got an 8.
After it finishes rolling through everything, it is 10 feet tall.
Whoa, this is like some kind of cookie Katamari?
Exactly.
Legally distinct.
Doesn't have a copyright on snowballing, its concept. All right. So yeah, I think Jesse and Vons both got 8s.
Jesse got an 8, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Jesse, let's have you go first since you already decided what you're going
to
do.
It's legally distinct from Katamari Damacy because this one's father is really nice to it.
Yes.
Extremely supportive and not verbally abusive. Yeah. Okay. So Jesse is going to attack with Dad, is that you? Two-handed, obviously. I got a 25 total.
You hit.
Great. That is 7 damage. Is this considered a giant?
Yes.
Then I also get X level plus X level on humanoids and giants. What does that mean?
I assume it means your character level, but that seems insane.
That really does seem insane.
For the books.
Sorry. It's been, like, I never, ever fight humanoids or giants.
Yeah, no, it doesn't come up very often. Damage bonus is plus 1 at first level, plus 1 gained at every... You do an additional your level points of damage.
Oh, amazing. Well, that means I did 17 damage.
You realize you've trained all your life to fight really big things, assuming they're made of cookies.
Yeah, a huge, huge cookie.
Yes.
Like, just a fuck-off giant cookie.
All right. Yeah, you do a shit ton of damage. It looks surprised. It's surprised as a big giant candy cookie monster can. Vons.
Uh-huh. We're gonna get the squirt gun ready.
It is ready. It is primed with whatever you need.
Yeah, I think it's gonna have to have some burning hands.
Okay. It's pretty big, so it's real hard to miss. I'll roll a save for it just in case it does amazingly, but roll your damage.
Remind me how damage for this thing works. I think we said something about having it wrong before.
I think, and then we agreed we were going to keep running it the same way we did, in part because, admittedly, the way that Fantasy Grounds did it seems to make it very underpowered. So I think it's 1d2 plus 1 per level. So you would be rolling 10d2 and then adding 10.
10d2 yeah. plus 10. Okies to the dokies. Trying to figure out how to roll a d2 on here. Yeah, okay. Boop. Whee! Oh. Go.
There we go.
Oh, there's a number. All right. Assuming that looks right to you.
Yeah, that looks right to me.
Then that's 23 damage.
Okay.
Ta-da!
You bake this cookie and melt jello off of it and make its icing all weird and probably caramelize some stuff.
Mm. Yeah, we're starting at the bottom.
Yeah. You did some massive damage. This thing appears to be weak to being burned by flames. Like many of us are.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a weakness to be ashamed of. Wealthy, you're up.
But the room smells real good right now, right?
Absolutely.
I'm going to use magic missile. That's a 2d8, right?
You have 5 missiles, and they're 1d4 plus 1 each.
All right, so I have 5 missiles, that's 11, 1d4 each.
Yeah, so 5 times 1d4, and then you'll add 5 at the end.
So that's 16.
Okay. You go. You hit it.
Little pieces come flying off.
Yes.
Delicious pieces.
It's down to a shadow of its former giant self. It will still attempt to attack you.
Okay. It's a big shadow.
It goes after Wealthy. Its creator, sort of.
Me?
Wealthy, your AC is...
14.
Okay, it hits. You take 4 damage as a jello-y limb smacks against you.
Ah! I've been killed by a cookie! Oh, I'm not dead. That's pretty awful. I hate jello.
Okay, and we'll just go in the same order. Jesse, you're up.
I will attack with Dad, Is That You again.
All right, roll an attack roll.
Does 17, does 19 hit?
Yes.
Great. 16 damage.
All right. And then that include your giant bonus?
That was with the giant bonus. Okay. It would have been only 6, otherwise.
All right, Jesse.
Yes.
This thing's been slashed and burned and crumbled and then slashed again and... As you plunge Dad, Is That You into it in a giant overhand chop, you just feel this crack. And the exterior falls away, and there is just a tiny little piece of dough again. It shakes in fear on the floor.
Jesse's gonna grab the jar, is an empty jar from Vaughn's and shove it in and close the top. And Jesse's like, I'm taking this with me now.
Okay. Obviously, Vons and I can't be trusted with it. We're not real adults.
I can be trusted with it.
I'm sorry, I have been designated the adult in this situation, yes. And I'm claiming the title for myself properly.
It's still alive. I mean, I don't know what the problem is. Obviously, yes, it was
and
taken
you
care
have
of.
Clearly not been able to take care of your pets, so
it's fine. Look what a healthy big boy it became.
I'm taking it home to my 4-year-old and teaching her about responsibility.
Okay, so we've all changed back into people.
Yep.
We've defeated
the cookie dough.
The cookie instance.
Yes.
The cookie mob. Yeah.
This year's cookie instance. I'll turn to Shield and be like,
I really wish we could have seen you as a dragon.
Well, we did.
You did.
Yeah, we did. Okay, yeah.
Your solstice wish came true.
Our solstice wish came true. I'll be like, hey, I always wanted, just like for like the holidays, maybe you could like fly us back up out.
Of course.
Yay!
You all fly on the back of a dragon up a steep vertical shaft. Jesse, you grab your wolf spear and yank it out as you go by. It looks cool as hell.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And you all burst out over the mountain as the last of the powdered sugar snow settles to the ground. And the sun comes out and it's as it turns to real snow and sparkles in the sun instead.
It's a motherfucking winter wonderland.
Hell yeah, it is. And that's the solstice episode, everyone.
Yay!
Ta-da!
Nobody had to get emotional.
That's right. It's no feelings about our solstice.
I don't know. Vons is pretty sad that his pet got taken away.
Well,
not that he was paying any attention to it.
Exactly.
You know.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Better news, it's not asbestos.
Good. I don't think any of us know what asbestos is, but okay.
And you don't have to find out.
Yeah, we
that's
won't
okay.
Get...
We don't have lungs. Okay, Kelly clearly has lungs.
God, you don't have to show off like that. I hate it when we make jokes about things that are going to get cut out of the episode anyway.
It happens frequently.
It happens too much,
so
maybe.
Often.
Kind of a problem.
Anyway, it is raining. It is snowing powdered sugar.
Can you imagine if I tried to record with a PDF that size open on my computer? It would have burned. It would have burned entirely.
It's just the fucking nightmare from the start of Terminator, just the world wreathed in flames.
That is definitely part of my ranger abilities, I will say.
The start of the Terminator movie?
No, the plus X level on humanoids and giants thing.
Yeah. All right. My computer is also sad, but having this large of a PDF.
Sorry.
My computer is real selective about when it decides to freak out. It's extremely annoying.
I'm sorry.
Not your fault.
Sympathy.
Yes.
Empathy.
No, you knew what I meant.
Well, yeah.
Isn't being pedantic the true meaning of the solstice? No, it is not.